Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Good, man. We got the good mics. We got the good sound, making the audience happy. Now they can complain about is how bad our reviews are. So we're, you know, awesome.
Yeah, I guess.
That's how we knew we're doing it. That's how we know we roll.
All right, so today we're talking about the Camacho Liberty 2021. Cigars of Churchill 7x48. Comes out of the Diadema Cigars de Honduras factory in Honduras. Wrappers from Ecuador, binders from Nicaragua. Filler is from the Dominican Republic and Honduras. Price point is $20, and the cigar was released in June of 2021. So sorry, out of the way.
Did you say it was $20?
$20.
Yeah, I did.
I forgot about that.
Wow. All right, we'll get back to that.
All right, Jim, take us through your experience.
So much for going to Camp Camacho. Yeah, we're never going to invite it anyways. Okay, let's talk about this mediocre cigar. Okay. I thought it was a very incohesive flavor profile. You know, sometimes you have a cigar, you just taste these notes, and you're like, how does this even make sense? Like, what? This doesn't even taste, I taste flavors, but it doesn't even make sense of why the fuck I'm smoking this right now, flavor-wise. So, very random flavors. I got like a lot of this like grass, hay, dehydrated vegetables that started at some point having this like leathery like tinge to it. It was weird. Cedary, sharper minerals. It didn't really mix well. It was, and you know, you have to smoke it for quite a long time, which really is a blow.
What was your smoking time, Jim?
I used to clock it when I cared more as a reviewer. Just kidding.
now you just rolling it in.
Yeah,
it was super long.
He just lights it, cuts it off a third, lights it, cuts it off a third, lights it, and then done.
That's a great idea.
I'm gonna like that idea.
That's actually a really good fucking idea.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that's been done before, but
that's true.
you're on Seth. You gotta get those gems in.
What was this again? I missed this.
You light the cigar, you cut off a third, you light it again, you cut off another third, and you light it again, and you're done with the review.
I mean, you're sampling each third.
you're doing a CA, but you're doing all the thirds instead of just the first third.
Very efficient.
Right.
You're doing a one puff each third. It's a four puff.
Four puff review.
Four puff review.
Yeah. Yes. Four. You go pre light and three and then three thirds.
Yeah. That's perfect.
I think we have a new show concept that we just.
Right. What's wrong
it's
with
done.
That?
It's done.
Can you show the picture of the cigar?
Can you copyright that quick?
Oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Go ahead,
Jim. I was going to ask you, did you show the picture of the cigar yet?
I can.
Because on one of the cigar reviews, this is shameful, but I lit the wrong end.
How'd you light the wrong
end? On this cigar?
Okay, not this cigar. It was one of the reviews we had where there was not a band on there. And then I cut it, and I forgot which end I cut, and then I just kind of lit it. It all screwed me up, but it was not the Liberty series. Maybe I should have done it. It probably would have tasted better.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Anyways, guys, basically what I'm trying to say is I didn't
shouldn't
have
you experience. Have the same score, though? No, that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Are you going back to that third thing?
It'd be interesting to see if it started out bad and progressed to good.
If you reviewed that way, and then the question would be like, okay, so let's think about this. So, like, we've gotten way off topic. Let's do this in the end. I don't want to spend this much time on a fucking Camacho Liberty. Let's just get this shit over with.
Are you done, Gene, or you got more to go?
I'm done.
All right, Seth, go through it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it had a summary quality, but not like a positive summary quality. I mean, I was getting lemon peel, grass cuttings, minerals, white pepper, tobacco, just scattered from beginning to end. Medium strength body, just wasn't really pleasant.
All right, John, how about you?
You know, for all the sort of trash that I just talked there, I actually thought it turned out pretty good. It had like creamy baking spices. I did get the leather that Jim was talking about, you know, and it worked for me in the first third. And I was like, okay, you know, this is a big cigar, so I'm glad the profile starts out decent. But it really went down quickly. The middle third was just largely wood, tannic wood. Not unpleasant, just nothing to write home about. And the real tough part for me was the last third, which in this case is like 45 minutes worth of cigar, was just earth and really tannic wood and just some dark toasted notes. Very unpleasant. And that's a very long time on a big cigar to smoke that. And then to make matters worse, I had a bunch of relights and a bunch of touch-ups, and the draw was super resistant. So my total smoking time on this was shy of 3 hours, and that is just too long when you're not having a good time. So as you can tell by the way I'm describing it, I did not have a good time. This is a subpar experience for me overall. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, I thought the cigar had a kind of muddled flavor profile, musty oak, dry earth, faint bitterness, some toast, and later char joined in. Bitterness also increased as the cigar went along, so not really a great experience. But overall, I thought the cigar was pretty mundane. Didn't do anything to kind of maintain my attention. Bitterness was a real bummer in the profile. This is a once an exciting line that kind of, I'd say, has just fallen off the table. High price point doesn't do any favors. There's nothing about the cigar that would make me even think about coming back to smoking it again. It's a shame. I mean, $20 and then this is the experience you get is just not good. All right, let's start getting to the score. It's going to start at the top with June at 5.75. Seth was next at 4.58. John gave it a 4.53 and I gave it a 3.73. So June, how'd that 5.75 match up for you?
I'm probably like,
I have a question. Were you afraid to like go after an American focused or kind of cigar because you're a visitor in the country, or what's the thinking about this?
It's like, where's he going with this? you know what it is, guys? I think most of the time I am more generous than you guys are on the burn and draw.
Mm.
I really do think that's most of the time.
That has nothing to do with that.
I've really stopped giving. I've been a lot more critical, I'd say, of burn and draws, and I would say that definitely goes for, you know, a $20 cigar. Again, you know, I've said this many times. When you give it to a $15 price point, in my opinion, there's no excuse for anything other than a perfect burn and a perfect draw. Because if I was, you know, obviously, if I was in the lounge and I bought this and that was my experience, I probably would have gone up to the proprietor after the first third and been like, okay, this is not acceptable.
You know, I took my comment back. I just looked at your flavor, you guys' flavor ratings were pretty off. I was just being nicer. I'm trying to still be a citizen, you guys.
Yeah, I know. Okay. That's what it is.
Me too.
I don't know why you're worried. I mean, like, you live in California.
Yeah, and I'm not, never mind. I don't want to say, you know what, guys? I'm going to be PC. I'm going to try to use the F word less because I think audience, they don't really like the F word very much, right? Like, it just makes you sound...
Fundadores?
Huh?
What?
Oh, Fundadores? Yeah, that's fine. But
I just don't think they're like you, man.
I know, they don't. I did get a recent couple of emails, by the way, from a couple of our readers asking me about like recommendations for cigars.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And then that's like... I was like, I don't have the number one palette. Seth Guys does, because Jose Blanco said so.
Yeah, they probably asked me. I was like, who the fuck are you? Go the hell away.
Anyways, sorry. Man, we are really long-winded on this review. It's a decent score. I mean, I still don't think it's a good cigar. I think Camacho Liberties, when I really enjoyed them, it was from, gosh,
yeah,
2012.
Think about that. Think about
2012, maybe.
Think about how far back you have to go.
That's sad. But there were once truly special limited editions. But this one is far from that.
All right, Seth, 4.58.
You know, I don't even remember if they were really that special, or is it that we just are so disappointed with what we have right now that we're building up what was released really? 10 years ago
like to be amazing. Stuff?
Do you remember it really?
Remember
or,
we,
or do you think, or do you think it was, or do we think it was because this is absolute garbage?
No, it was
a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Don't spoil it. Jeez.
I mean, it's just terrible. I forgot about the $20 price range on them too. It's just got to stop. It's a bad blend. Period. I don't care about construction. I don't even care that it's potentially insulting to United States and liberty. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. You know, it's Americans saying that this fucking sucks, and as Americans, we should smoke something better than this.
Yeah. All right, John, 4.53.
Yeah, I mean, I can't obviously judge whether the burn was the main issue, but I'm sure it didn't help. I do have a second one. I'm obviously extremely hesitant to light it up to compare. You know, again, 3 hours, that's a lot of time. It was not a good experience. The whole time, I'm like, I could have smoked, you know, two Camacho Connecticuts. I could have smoked a Camacho Triple Maduro. I could have smoked a Connecticut and then a Maduro, and I would have had a really great experience. But instead, I was left with disappointment and bitterness, and that was not a good combination at $20. Aaron?
My 3.73 matches up well. I had pretty good construction. Not really much of an issue. I think just a little bit of a wavy burn and a slightly tight draw, but it was the flavor that gets the score to where it's at, and it was not good, man. I don't know what to say. I mean, my scoring went subpar, poor. So that's how you get to the sub four range. So negative value score on this one. So that's always an achievement. So no good. Yeah.
You owe us money for smoking this cigar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to. Yeah,
you have to pay me.
The company pays you so that you can get some points.
Yep.
There you go. Final thoughts on this from you guys?
Do better. You know, they obviously have good cigars. This is not one of them. They're capable of making good cigars. Please.
Did somebody say that the Camachos were the Liberties were potentially done?
Yeah, I think they were done this year, aren't they?
Is this the last year of them?
Going out on a low note.
I don't know. If it is, it's sad to go out this way. But
that's fitting. The cigar industry. I mean, it's just. I do something and end it well.
Yep. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on social media channels, and you catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Camp Camacho, call me.